I'd like to spend today talking to my good friend Morris.
Morris?
Morris Iron. So I think you've met him already. And want to talk about it. He keeps on popping up every so often. And I'll start with the basic question, and then we'll have to go backwards to go forwards here in the halacha. And it's the following simple question, okay? You own a restaurant. You own a meat restaurant. And you serve in your meat restaurant the pie of ice cream for dessert. Or you own a catering hall. You know, today, they got everything you want at the catering hall. So you serve a big meat meal, and then you have a table that has afterwards dessert, you know, of course, brownies with ice cream on top and all the everything. So is there a chiyuv to have the container of the pyre of ice cream out and visible so that people know that what you're serving is pyre and not a possibility of a concern of marisayin that you're having or serving dairy with meat? So I'll ask the question, you know, beep, boop, Rabbi Hotline. Okay, Rabbi, I'm serving a large meal, and maybe I'll ask the question in two parts. I'm serving lunch at home, right? Serving Shabbos lunch at home, I'm going to serve a pie of ice cream for dessert. Dairy equipment, make it fun. We haven't gotten there yet, but dairy equipment, pie of ice cream, serving for dessert. So, you know, can I use my meat dishes? We'll get all that as well. But for now, let's get it real pie. So, you know, pie as it can get. And then the second part of the question is, okay, I'm having, you know, I decided I'm hosting the meal at the shul. It's a large, you know, suda for everybody. Same thing, pie of ice cream for dessert, along with coffee and pie of milk. So do I need to have the container out? My party planner says I shouldn't have the container out because it clashes with the tablecloths and the napkins. So I shouldn't, but my husband says I should. So now what should I do?
I wonder if it's possible, you know, we've discussed this, whether it makes a difference, whether it be like, you know, in a catering hall versus your home. So in a catering hall, where it's become very well known today that, you know, they serve this bar of ice cream after a meal all the time, maybe not, but at home where, you know, et cetera, maybe that might make
Okay, so it's an interesting thought, and to distinguish, and that's why I laid out both possibilities. Maybe a catering hall is different from a home. Maybe a catering hall is different from a home insofar as since it becomes so common, it loses the concern, and the home maybe still has a concern. One could argue the reverse, that a catering hall is a much more public area, right? And therefore maybe there's more of a concern, whereas the home is a much more private area, maybe it wouldn't have the same concern.
Can I tell you that this is just, if in general we could say that the hacker on the package counts as a hacker, maybe there's no need to when it's their equipment, as in Rabbi's case, maybe that should make things easier.
It's not. So, it says it's DE. OU now has brought back the DE.
Barely, just a little bit. Yeah.
No, it's become more and more common. Walmart now makes their own store brand of higher quality foods. Better foods is the shame. And they have a pie of ice cream. The salted caramel pie of ice cream, it's kedai even to risk the marzayin. It's kedai.
That's it, Rabbi. Now
it's kedai. It's OUDE. But it's kedai to risk the marzayin. In other words, you'd be correct if assuming that the packaging would be, you know, in and of itself not enough. So let's say it's a taka, it's a parv item, and you put out a sign that says, I know it says OUD, but I called the OU and I spoke to the guy in charge of this, and he assured me there's nothing dairy in there. Right? It's like Oreos. You know, Oreos have an OUD. Why do Oreos have an OUD? Oreos are parv. Why do Oreos have an OUD?
Because they can't shut off the equipment for 24 hours.
It's very simple. It's because Mondelez, who's the snack company that owns Oreo, doesn't want people to know how chemical the cookie is, that cream inside has nothing dairy in it. So what's it made of? Right? That white stuff, what do they put in there? So they asked the OU to put a D on it, that they should be able to look like there's something dairy in it. So people will think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
people
crazy.
Think that.
Is that really true?
Is it true? I heard this from somebody on the inside.
Whoa.
So can I tell you it's true? I never actually spoke to the account manager who dealt with Mendeley's snack company, but I can tell you, I heard this from somebody on the inside, that's why they asked to put a D on it, so that someone should believe that maybe there's one natural ingredient inside that thing. Right? But the MS is there, isn't
it?
Right? Well, you know. Okay, so let's take a look at this from top to bottom. There really are two parts to this, and there's a marshal, and there's a tshuvas harashba. The tshuvas harashba concerns bishol b'chol of isha. which empirically should be mutter, and the Mechilta says it's mutter, no problem, right? Lo sabash shabdiba chalevi mo would exclude both the basar behemah tmeya or chalav behemah tmeya. It would also exclude chalav isha because it's not a gdi bachalevi mo. However, the Rashba says there still is an iser maris ayin to be mevashah b'chalav isha, and the Mechaber brings it down in Sif Dalet, also levashel b'chalav isha maris ayin, b'mnafel l'sokhatav shabbat v'in tzarach shir. Okay, both of those are in the Tshuvas Rashba. It's a maris ayin problem. It's not really a kashrus problem. Therefore, if it's nafel l'sokhatav shir, as long as it's not nikr, you don't have to have a bittel. And therefore, the Rama adds in that that would include as well bishul l'chatchila b'chalav tmeya o b'basar tameh b'chalav tor, etc. Right, but dafka b'asar behem b'of drabon and ein lochush, and the shach and the taz go to town on this Rama on both ends of it. Right, that we would asar b'asar behema tmeya b'chalav or b'asar of b'chalav when we don't find that the chacham asered it. And if you do say we asar it, so why would Of Derabanan be any less? Because there's a Maris Ayin problem with Derabanan also, right? And the Rama before is based on the Marshal. Marama in the Dake Moshek cites Rav Shlomo Luria, who was his uncle. And here he just cites the Halacha, right? V'nagu lasos cholav mishkedim. They would make milk out of almonds. U'minichim ba basar of. And they put basar of hove eno rak mi derabon. That's okay, because only derabonon. Avo basar behema yesh lanich etz lachov shkei demishu maris ayin. But basar behema, you have to put almonds by the milk, because otherwise it's a maris ayin problem. Moshe nizbayel el simon samakov linyan dam. So the shach points out that this lines up very nicely with samakov. Samakov, the halach is that even though dam dogim is mutter, but if you want to drink a cup of fish blood, because who doesn't, right? So if you want to drink a cup of fish blood, so you need to be meniach kaskasim, you have to have the scales in the cup so that people know it's fish blood because Myers ayin. So there, where there's a concern that it looks like you'd be violating a deal raisa of achilas dam, so you require kaskasim, you require a heker to avoid the Myers ayin problem. But that would be basar behema with chalav, but not basar oaf with chalav shkedim, because that would only be a dirabanon concern. You don't find precedent for that over there. Now, the Shach points out the Rama has to be talking about derech bishul, because if it's not cooked together, then it's dirabanon either way, right? If it's not cooked together, so then basar of b'chalav, or us basar behem b'chalav is only mi dirabanon, and therefore there would be no Myers ayin problem in the Rama's perspective. It's only dirabanon. Tosfos jumps on, not Tosfos, the Shach jumps on that. And the Shach says, what are you talking about? The Shach says, throughout the Shas, there's Maris Ayin on Dirabbanan. And he points to the Gemara and Mishnah in Shabbos, that you can't bell the cow on Shabbos and move it around, right? The cow can't go out with a zug on Shabbos. Abishu pokok, even though it's stopped up so it doesn't ring. Why? Mishum de merse, because it looks like dal zelechinga, that you're taking the animal to the marketplace to sell. So that's a dirabanan, right? And yet there's a maris ayin on the dirabanan, right? And also by meisha, right? The Gemara in Ksuvos, etc. So meochel bemchus dirabanan. Yet there's a maris ayin on throughout the Shas. There's no rule. There's no maris ayin in dirabanan. Therefore, the Shas is cholik on the Rama and holds the halacha. But it makes no difference if it's basar of or basar behema b'chalav. You're going to have an iser of Maris Ayin in having them together. That's the Shach. So there are, as far as I know, three major Mahalchim in the Achronim to defend this Rama and explain what the Rama means here. The Be'er Heitev himself addresses all the questions after the second Halacha, after Sif Dalet, or he addresses the questions after Sif Gimel, and he addresses the questions of the Shach and the Taz, and he offers the following idea. He says, the Rama here is talking about Achila. What about Bishul? Talking about Bishul. And the Rama is a very simple cheshbon, which is, we're going to answer this, because you might come to that, and that's halachically aser. But I'm not going to answer this Altmaris Ayin, because you might come to that, which is only aser Altmaris Ayin. What does he mean by that? It's very simple, right? If you cook basar of b'chalav, well, I guess, let me ask the question. I'd like to cook basar of b'chalav. Why? It's fun. I don't know, whatever. I'd like to cook. I decided I'm not going to eat it, but I want to smell it, right? I want to smell it. I want to smell the aroma. I want to have the experience. I'd like to cook basar b'chalav. Don't worry, I'm going to use a separate pot. I'm going to use a separate stove. I'm going to use a separate kitchen. I'll use a separate nose to smell it, right? But I want to cook basar b'chalav. Can I do so? Am I allowed to cook basar b'chalav? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a Myers Ayin problem cooking basar b'chalav? Maybe not. The Ramo's okay with it, right? Of Jabon in Lachush. Maybe it's a Maris Ayin problem, Shah, Taz, etc., right? Says the Be'er HaTev like this. You want to take now Chol of Shkedim and Oph, right? So Chol of Shkedim is not Chol, right? Elamai, the concern is someone might see and mix up Chol of Shkedim with regular Chol. Good. What would happen if he mixed up Chol of Shkedim with a regular chalav and cooked it be'ov? At worst, it's a derabbanon al tamaris ayin. At worst. It's worse than tamaris ayin, probably it's even also riddle. Right? Elamai, he'd have to both mix up the chalav of shkedim with regular chalav and the basar of with basar behema to get a problem. So that far we don't go. To say, we're not going to let you have the basar of b'chalav shkedim because you might mix up the chalav of shkedim with regular chalav and the basar of basar behema and come to cook it, which is aser, that we're not going to say. Right? That we're not going to say. But if it's basar behema b'chalav shkedim, where there, if you were to mix it up and cook the basar behema in regular chalav, that's a davar aser, there we're going to say, no, it's Myers Ayin, you can't do so. Right? It's a very simple, elegant cheshbon of the Be'er HaTev. Just, what is the chash? What could this lead to, right? So, basar of b'chalav shkedim could lead to a mix-up of the basar of with regular basar behema in chalav shkedim, so, right? Or it could lead to basar of in regular chalav, and you cook it together, so, okay, maybe a Meir Sinai problem, maybe not. Not worried. Yeah, could it lead to, I mean, I guess walking into your kitchen could lead to something also, but like, that's already so remote that you're going to mix up the basar of and basar behema and the chalav shkedim with regular chalav to get to an actual iser, that one not goes there. But if you're going to have your basar behema in chalav shkedim, you're one step away from a problem. You mix up the basar, the chalav shkedim with regular chalav, then you have minatorah asur levasho, that we're concerned for. That is the Be'er HaTev's understanding. Now, in the Be'er HaTev's understanding, so then you have to ask yourself the following question, and the question that I raised for you before, when you're having your dairy, or your non-dairy ice cream, rather, after your meat meal. So how many steps away are you from a potential iser?
Okay, so one question, what's called shkedim? Milk almond?
Almond milk.
Oh, the almond milk.
You can buy it in ShopRite. You're buying in Aldi. It's half the price in Aldi.
Right. Where is half the price?
Aldi. $2.35.
Walmart's
for
all
64 ounces.
It's OUD, but it's really Parv.
Aldi's. Yeah. So the Blue
just
Diamond the almond milk is OUD in some of the containers. The bigger containers, small containers is not. But the Aldi one is OU no D. Yeah. And it's $2.35 for 64 ounce container. Highly recommend, but I digress. But so you have to ask how far removed are you? I would say that it follows the model of the Be'er HaTev's understanding of the Ramo's Basar Of, meaning, so let's say I mixed up the pie of ice cream with regular ice cream. So now I'm having pie of ice, regular ice cream after meat. So could you say that's an isser? You could. You could argue that's an isser. Maybe it's a problem. You could argue that there are deos that hold that that's not a problem because there are deos that hold, like Rebbeinu Tam Shita, which we'll get to, at Batzim, I can have dairy right after meat as long as I make a bracha achrona between the two, and it's not nicker, but I did make the bracha achrona, so maybe it's not a problem. But one can argue there in the Berhetev's understanding, maybe it would be a problem, maybe requires some sort of a heker. The Nachalas, the Tzilat Tzadik, I'm sorry, Tzilat Tzadik offers another interpretation, I think is a very glatt perspective. And he answers it all very simply. He says, the Shach is misunderstanding the Ramah here entirely. It's like the Shach is, did the Ramah miss the entire Shas that there's Maris Ayin under Rabbanon? He says, of course not. The Ramah actually is very attuned to it and attuned to Tosfos in Ksuvos Andaf Samech Omen Aleph. And the Ramah is actually giving you a basic yesod here in Maris Ayin. What is that? So we have a klal, the kol makom she'osru chachom mishum maris ayin, afilu b'chadri chadarim osir. What that klal means is that even though you should empirically believe that anything that's osir because of maris ayin is only where there would be a maris ayin, right, where someone can see you. But if there's not somebody seeing you, so then it shouldn't be a problem. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is that you are not allowed to do it even when no one can see you. So you can't, let's say, Mishinosh or Begodov, someone's Begodov, we get wet on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to show, you're not allowed to be Shoteach Bechamel, right? Can I get a Chamel? Even if it's in a private place no one can see, because then it looks
only,
like.
Is only in the Deraisa case? Then we made a Chilab in Deraisa and Rabbanon?
So that's what I'm getting to.
Oh, okay, fine.
That's what I'm getting to. So the Halacha dictates that wherever there's an Yisr Maris Ayin, it's also even Bechadre Chadorim, also even when it's hit. That prompts Tosos and Ksubos and Daf Samach to be Matmiyam, the Gemara here. Gemara has the following. Tzinur she'olubo kaskasin. You have a tzinur, you have a pipe, a downspout on your gutters, and it gets filled with kaskasin. So kaskasin is a, you know, probably a what's it called, a growth of algae or the like that stops it up. Mimachon biraglo bitzina b'shabas v'nechoshesh. You can use your foot to kind of twist it out and crush it and clear up the clog. And as long as it's done bitzina, where no one can see you, veino choshesh, okay? You don't have to be worried. My time up, what's the reason? Misakin kilachar yadhu, mokum seidel gozer abon, because it's misakin kilachar yad. Your tikkun here is an unusual way. The tikkun normally is done with your hands, not with your feet. And the chacham were not gozer, b'mokum seidel. Okay, so why can't you do it publicly, right? Why does it have to be done bitzina? Because someone will think that you're doing something that's awesome, right? So, frek the Tosfos, so then how can you do it b'tzina? Because it's Maris Ayin. V'ha'ad omer kol mokum shazachom b'di Maris Ayin, afilu chalik b'asar, ha'inu davka b'isra malacha d'il raisa. That's davka if the onlooker will believe what you're doing is d'il raisa. Kemo shotchon b'cham. Like spreading out the begodim on Shabbos in the sun, where it looks like you were over the malacha of Liam of Malabain on Shabbos, right? Shemir Yisper Shekovsim B'Shabbos. Aval Hacha Lo Yir El Malachi Kelach Yad David Rabbanon. Here, let's say people saw you. What would they see? They'd see you doing a Malacha Kelach Yad, which is Rabbanon. And therefore, B'Gozi Rabbanon Lesser B'Hadri Chador. Very simple, elegant Yisod in Tosfos, which is that the Chachomim Asered certain things Mishum Maris Ayin, because the perception is that you are going to be seen as violating a deal raisa. In that case, also in public, also b'chadri chador. But if what's going to be is that people will think what you're doing is dirabanan, then it's only also b'farhesia, but not b'tzina, not in a private place. And the truth is, the raya the shach brings against the Ramah, in the tefillah tzaddik perspective, is actually a raya for the Ramah. Because the halacha is that you can't have your behemah yotze, can't go out on Shabbos with lo bezug afilu shu pachok mishum demechse ke'oz l'chinga. So if you're right that everything the chacham asked is a maris ayin, that's not a behemah yotze alt the concerns there in the Mishnah in Shabbos of hotzah and of shvisas behemto. That's a maris ayin concern because it looks like you're taking it to market. So then why is it only a din that the behemah can't be yotze? I can't carry my animal out. My animal can't go out to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos with a bell on. Mashma, I can have my animal at home with the bell on. I can keep my animal in the yard with its bell on. No, the teretz is, like the Tzvi Letzadik is saying, that there where the chashash is that people will think you're being over at the Rabbanon of Mekel HaMemkar. So it's only Rishus HaRabim. But it's not Bitzinah, because then there's no Gzeret HaRabon. Says that Shilat Tzadik HaMeil, the Ramah is Pashut. The Ramah is Pashut, simple, straightforward, no ifs, ands, or buts. Says the Ramah, we're talking about, the Shilat Tzadik says in the Ramah, we're talking about in the privacy of your own home. You're at home in the privacy of your own home. Okay. So in the privacy of your own home, you're Bitzinah. So now, there's only a Maris Ayin concern on a Dil Reis, so not a Dil Ramon. And therefore, for Basar, Behema, Bechol of Shkeden, we have a Maris Ayin concern. For Basar, Oph, Bechol of Shkeden, there's no concern. Ayin to Dil Ramon. Yeah, but there's no Maris Ayin on a Dil Ramon in your private home. Now, in the perspective of the Tzilat Tzadik, it's very likely that you'll say, but there's a difference between your private home and a public event. A catering hall, or a restaurant, or the like, or, you know, a Sheva Brachos in the Shul, where it is a public event. So then for the Rabbanon, there might be a concern of Maris Ayin as well. The third approach to this in the Acharonim is the Kresi Uplesi. And the Kresi Uplesi says, you know, you'll forgive me, but he says the whole thing is nuts. Maybe you won't forgive me. Right? He says, what are you talking about? Kresi Uplesi says, basically the Ramah here is saying, this entire din is such a reach that Havdla Losif alone, we're going to limit it as much as possible because it's a reach. What's he talking about? The Kresi Uplesi says like this. He says, the Achronim Tomu, right? Achronim are matmi on the Ramah, the Matzinu, it's in Sifkot and Zion, in the Kresi Uplesi in Sif Gimel. He says that we and those Meir Sain based Rabbanim, they ain't Sarach Larichus, right? He says that okay given. I don't have to be Marich on that. So he says Hakol Gufo Shel Din Ze Mindam Shekanos Bekli. He says you're right. I'll prove it to you. The whole din comes from Dam Shekanos Bekli. Who says it's not talking about Dam of Vishal, Dam Shebishlo? So Dam Shebishlo is only supposed to be Rabbanim. Used to be where there was a time where to get smicha, you had to learn hilchos shechita, melicha, dam, etc. Now we've dammed it down. You know, you don't have to do that anymore. But dam shebishlo is only also midi rabban. It's not a dil raisa. So the makor for the halacha doesn't differentiate between deraisa and derabban. Still, there's a requirement, right? So he brings down the prichadish ein lidmos gzeros derabban and zelazeh. You can't compare gzeros to one another. But he says, I'm going to add something else. It says, the Chachomim asered dam dogim with Maris Ayin, unless you have the Kaskasim, because it's dam. Raka Torah Tiru, right? It's blood, the Torah's matter. The same thing, the Rashba, it says Rashbam here, but he means Rashba, b'chol of Isha, a Tcholov, right? So there where it's Tcholov, there's a Maris Ayin problem. But says the crazy place, you know, I'll pull him a little bit out of order. He says like this. Let's say you've got a very thick red wine. You've got a good, thick red wine. You know, you, for the Seder, you wanted Zecher Lidam as much as possible. So you went out, you got a thick, thick red wine that it looks like mamish when they, you know, when they pull your blood out. It mamish looks like that. It looks like that. It tastes like that, right? It's a thick, you got a Malaga. Right? An old style cream malaga wine. It's as thick as can be. Says the crazy place. Is anybody gonna tell you better put kaskasim in there? Or you better put the wine label, maybe pieces of cork floating around? You know, those are all screw caps, those wines. But you know, like there's no Maris Ayin in there. You're gonna cook with a thick red wine. Are we gonna require that when you cook with a thick red wine that you have something there as a hecker? Says, of course not. Of course not. Because it's not dumb. He says the whole din of Maris Ayin with regard to dam is when you have something that is dam, but the Torah is matir it, then you have a Maris Ayin problem. Cholav Isha is the same thing. It's cholav, the Torah is matir it, but it's cholav, so you have a problem. He says, cholav shkedim, as much as the vegans will try to say otherwise, isn't cholav, right? It's not milk. Right? I don't think it's still going on. The dairy industry has been suing for years that they shouldn't be able to use the word milk on almond milk or oat milk or the like, because it ain't milk. If it don't come from a cow or a sheep or a goat, it's not milk. You know, there was a meme that went around a couple of years ago. It's pretty good, Zug. As someone wrote, I feel bad for the vegans that have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to milk their almonds. It's not milk. He says, it's meperos. Right? So meperos ain't machmit. And meperos ain't maris ayin. It's not maris, it's a meperos. So he says, so Rambam comes along and he says, what are you talking about? Basically, Rambam says like this. It's enough, kedai lanu, to be machmir here on Basar Behema, where there would be a possible deraisa concern if you had real milk. But the mice, it's not a maris ayin concern at all. So certainly when it comes to Basar Oaf, we're not going to be machmir. Now, I would tell you that in the Crazy Uplacy's perspective, I don't think he would be concerned at all for the dairy ice cream after the meal, because it would tell you, like the Ramah, it's not even Basar Behema b'cholav, that's Basar Behema with cholav afterwards, even if you serve Basar Behema, that's already so far removed, your pyre of ice cream also isn't cholav, right? What went in there, you know, coconut milk or oat milk or almond milk or, you know, whatever other chemical mix went in there, you know, created fully in a lab grown, right? So lab grown is funny. With diamonds, lab grown is cheaper. With ice cream, lab grown is more expensive. Right? But okay, so it's lab grown. It's not a Myers ion problem. Ravaji Yosef.
It's old. It's not based on appearance because it could look exactly.
So, he says, if you've been based on appearance, aim with double self. Aim with double self. He says, what? He basically says it shouldn't be a problem. But the Ramah says that the Marshal brought it down, okay, so we'll be mocked by that. Right? He basically says it's not. Says the crazy place. I'll go to the rest of it because you raised the question. He says, there are many vegetables that look like shrotzim. So he says, so now you can say can't eat them. Look like shrotzim. Marzayim. Can't have them. You know, they make all these kids' snacks that look like, you know, who knows what, right? It's Marzayim. No. It's v'neshtekei adaber. V'lechein ein lezeh shoresh v'anav. No basis for this. V'dai lesor b'basar behem, b'lasor b'basar of. So it's enough. You know, you want to be machmir, so b'basar behem, a good gizendei, be machmir. B'basar of. And he ends off by saying, u'moshe v'saros to'emes. Ramal. His Torah, absolute truth, no problem at all. So I would think the crazy Uplacy wouldn't have a problem here. Ravaji Yosef points out in Chelek Vavi as a Chuvin Yeridea in Simon Ches. He was asked, Mamish, this Kasha by the head of the Kashrus Machlaka in Tel Aviv. So, Odos Mashinoglu Geis Bekam Bate Malon Lagish Lorcham Acharuf Pesoris Kost Cholov Sinteti. It's in Tofshin Lama, 1970. I don't know what they were making this milk out of back then. But they give them a cup of synthetic milk. Maybe it's shatnez. Take the two shirim together. After a meat meal, right? And there's no milk in there whatsoever. It's cholav tzimchoni bilvad. It's all, it's vegan, right? It comes from plants. So is there a mayis ayin problem there on the people in the hotel, right? So the Ravaji Yosef goes through, according to Ramah, vaday not. Ramah's only concerned, like the Shach says, Derech Bishol, and the concern that there would be a potential coming to Udil Raisa. According to Ramah, vaday not. But what about according to the Shach and the Taz, and maybe the Achronim who are in the Ramah, reading the Ramah as, okay, how many steps you are from it, or, you know, the Chaji Chadorim. So he says, Umiyata near the Lobi Boiler Ramah, it's in Sif Kotan Dalin, or Sif Dalin rather than the Tshuva, says, according to Ramah Vesiyato, that's absolutely fine. But even according to the Marshal, that Asr Basr Opechov Shkedim, so Yeshlomashlo Asr Ela Basr Opechov Shkedim Biyacha. The only thing you find is that they asked when the two are together, right? Shinikara Dover Shoch Basr Bechov, Bena Kol Yodim Shuchov Shkedim, because then clearly, you're having balsar v'cholav, and people don't know it's cholav shkedim, and they'll think you're right, but it's cholav, but sheshos cholav simchoni achar shigam v'lachol v'z balsar, b'chei agav v'lo gozrin v'mishu ma'ar zayin. Where do you find ma'ar zayin zera? That the two are happening at separate times, right? When you're drinking the cholav, the isra's not nicker. And he cites the Knesset HaGdola. Knesset HaGdola writes, where Isi, bekusta. Shnogim lechol oris nizbashel imchol shkedim achi l'tavshel baser. It's common, they eat rice, which was cooked with almond milk, after eating a tavshel baser. It's probably like a rice pudding dessert made with almond milk. And they do it besimchos v'gil achar chidas tavshel baser, nogim lechem in Paris and McDonald's. He says, you find great Rabbanim who have this, and they don't, you know, today you have a minig, I don't know if it's so common today, you had a minig back 30 years ago where Rabbanim at their simples would make sure to send back the salad. Makamachol. Salad, you know, that has greens in it that might require a bedikas tolam, and they're not so comfortable if it was a bedikas tolam. Does you send back the salad. So the Rabbanim there weren't sending back the dessert, if I cared, they were enjoying it. Not, they're enjoying it. So it says, Venira Shalaya, my Mechutin's mother used to host, my Mechutin's father actually used to host an annual parlor meeting for Mesivta Tveris Yerushalayim in his home in Queens. And his wife, my Mechutin's mother, used to make strawberry shortcake for the meeting every year. Rav Moshe Feinstein loved the strawberry shortcake. He would eat the cake every time. We'd actually call her up afterwards to thank her. He loved the strawberry shortcake, including the strawberries. no concern, right? But okay, so Lur Badover, Venir Shalom, also Rashba, Venir Zayin, El Labash Chalv Ishim Balsh Shalom, Chalv Ahimai, also Badover, right? So it's the Tessi Gol first says the Rashba again, only Asr's Chalv Ish, because it was Balsh Behema, there'd be an Isr Torah, but not Ba'achila, right? And then he brings down like this. He says, the Knesset Agdola, so I feel him to Zlom Shalom, Gam Lachila also Rashba. The Rashba actually is talking about Bishal not Achila. Let's say that the Rashba is also Asmi Achila. Hani min l'kisha ochlem ze im ze. Aval ze achar ze motor. Va'afilu im tim to lomer shagam ze achar ze osar. Davke ishe shneim hunochem lefoneinu. If you want to be machmir, he says, the biggest chumra I can come up with is, okay, is let's say, if you tell me you're not eating them together, it's a problem. So if they're both there at the same time. Aval kisha ein shneim hunochem lefoneinu, mot lochem ze achar ze, lefisha ashe sever min ikushtem, vivino se ze achar ze. Otherwise, if you think about it, really ain't l'dav herself. Right? Because I'm going to now have challah, right? I'll have coffee with milk at 10 o'clock at night. So you might think I had balsa for dinner. Right? Who doesn't have balsa for dinner? You might think I had balsa for dinner. It's a Meyer-Zion problem. Of course not a Meyer-Zion problem. Because mechatesa. Because I'm now sitting here alone eating or drinking a coffee with milk. So where's there a Meyer-Zion problem? Says, at most it could be a problem if, let's say, you're serving them together, the munach v'al shokhan, the bevas achas, could be a problem. If they're not, it's hard to imagine it is a problem at all. He feels that there's no concern. I recall, and today it's very uncommon, I recall back in the 1980s, so I'll give you an idea how old I am, right? But I recall back in the 1980s when pyrof ice cream first became a thing. So it really was not much of a thing beforehand, and it really was chemical and was awful. And then this guy, David Mintz, who owned a kosher delicatessen and wanted the pyrof ice cream to serve that was not going to kill people. So he came up with this thing called tofu. Is it still around? Mm-hmm. Tofu?
Yeah, the ice cream
sandwiches. Yeah, so tofu was, that was the OG. That was the original major pyrof ice cream made with tofu. Not bad. I can tell you the excitement that it generated in the Torah world at the time was just, it was aimless shire. I'm not sure what would be more exciting, if that or Mashiach coming, I mean, we'll find out. But I'm not sure. It definitely was on par with that. It was the excitement was incredible. So when they first came out with this pyrof ice cream and they started serving it in the kosher restaurants, the various hashgachos required them to put the container on the table. They required them to put the container on the table. Alt this Maris Ayin concern. But as Rav Adi Yosef points out, very hard to say if it's a real Maris Ayin concern. In halacha, say if it's a Maris Ayin concern, the Rambam would tell you definitely not. Crazy place would for sure tell you not. And even the Tzvila Tzadik or the Ber Heitev, they're only talking about a case where they're together, and then, okay, you have Sforos to argue one step away, two steps away, but they're not together. We don't find this ever a Maris Ayin concern. I'm not sure if the policy of the Hashgachos was al Maris Ayin per se, or was just al Seichel, right? Meaning, when you have a a constituency that's not so well educated, and they don't know. So, you know, you get people who are not at all halachically knowledgeable, and they go to a kosher restaurant, and the kosher restaurant serves ice cream after the meal, and they say, you know, I heard 6 hours, I've heard 3 hours, I heard the Dutch people don't wait at all, I guess we're going double Dutch, right? So we're all going to just, you know, go here, and right afterwards, we're going to have the, so people don't know. So it might have been just a policy more than a halachic issue. Ravaja also points out, as many of the Achronim bring down, that there's another snif to be matir, which is why it's become today not a concern b'chol. Meaning today, I don't think you find anywhere that anybody is makbid to have the containers out or signs up, this is a pair of ice cream. You go to simchos all the time, and at the end of the simcha, always, they've got, in the frumest of halls, they've got, you know, brownies and the like with ice cream on top, and this, because he brings down the rosh in Nida. The Mishnah in Kilayim has haklach vashirayim ein be mishum kilayim, asur mishum maris ayin, didom lotem lepishtim. So klach and shirayim, silk and a canvas, they look like semer and pishta, and there's a problem with maris ayin, right? So therefore you can't have them together. So says the Rosh, mikol makom ma'idlim mitzuyim bigdei meshi b'neinu, v'akol makirim ben v'en l'chush l'maris ayin. That's because of the fact that in those days, so silk was not very common. And because silk was not very common, people assumed that silk was linen. But he says today, that silk has become very common amongst us. So now, mutter litvor meshi b'bigdei tzemer, you can sew silk into wool clothing, right? So what the Rosh is giving you is a very simple yesod, which is that there's a maris ayin problem where people look at it and go, oh, you know, I that's a problem, right? They don't know, they would never entertain the possibility, or unlikely to entertain the possibility this is silk, because it's not common amongst them. But once it becomes common enough that people regularly react and understand, obviously that's something else, then it's fine. So when you're in a realm where, you know, pie of ice cream is a novelty, and there's, as far as you know, ice cream is dairy, then already, you know, it's a Maris Ayin, potential Maris Ayin problem. Once you get to a realm like today, where, you know, you go to the freezer section in any major supermarket, and probably about a quarter of their ice cream section is dedicated to non-dairy ice creams, it's become so commonplace that everybody knows. No one thinks twice about it, right? Nobody goes to a chasana anymore and gets excited, oh, it's ice cream at the end of the meal, right? It's like, if there's no ice cream in the meal, they get upset. Wow, what a not, we get the ice cream at the end of the meal. I actually feel bad, because in today's day and age, with everything available, no one ever gets that excited anymore. So it's exciting. Everything's available always. So it's no, wow, what a kunz. You know, back in the old days, when even though the pie of cheese was disgusting, but still, a cheeseburger, right? It was a kunz. Everything's available, so, you know, nothing means anything. But again, I would say that my good friend Morris, while he appears many places, he can safely keep him away from your concern here. For the most part, it's going to be okay. In cooking, could be a problem, but in cooking, again, most of the time, it's not a problem because of the fact that it's not at all nicker in the achila. In the cooking itself, there would be a concern, maybe. In other words, if you're taco cooking in the kitchen and you're putting in a milk into the dish, so then maybe there would be a concern of Maris Ayin, and you should have that container nearby to let's say, pour your almond milk into a glass, a glass pitcher, and then from the pitcher pour into your meat or your chicken. Then you're in the Ramah and the Shach realm. But again, even there, there's room to argue based on this Rosh that today that it's so common that we don't know it. I would add to it that one of the things that is somewhat concerning, and why you should never do that, is that people mix these things up at times. And rabbis make their living over people who call up and say, Rabbi, I had, you know, one pitcher of regular milk and one pitcher of almond milk, and I took the wrong pitcher and I poured the regular milk into my chicken, and, you know, I already threw out, so, you know, that's how you get to have your fun. But, okay, Ad Kan, we'll be back in Yirtzeh Hashem on Monday or Tuesday. I raised the question if it makes a difference to people if we have Shir Monday or Tuesday. I have a weekly meeting that was, last year was 9:15 in the morning. Now they moved it to 12 o'clock. I'm trying to get it not on Tuesdays, but if I can't move it, does it make a chiluk to people if it's Mondays and not Tuesdays, or is no?
No problem.
Okay. So, Lee Nether, I'll try to let you know.
I have to remember.